More than 3,000 years ago, the largest armada the world had ever seen sailed to the walled city of Troy to reclaim a runaway bride, the face that launched 1,000 ships. The bloody 10-year siege was recounted by Homer in the Iliad, which is the loose inspiration for Wolfgang Peterson's lavish new epic film, Troy. It stars Brad Pitt as Achilles and Eric Bana as Hector. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The story of the Trojan War comes to us largely from Homer's The Iliad, and while artists over the centuries have added their spin, the thrust has remained unchanged. For all the heroics by near-mythic warriors, this was a grotesque, needless, tragic waste of lives. It inspired the greatest of all anti-war laments, Euripides' The Trojan Women, and even Homer's martial epic would best be subtitled The Gods Must Be Crazy. Given the cost, upwards of $175 million, I'm impressed that director Wolfgang Peterson's Troy is as grimly ambivalent as it is. On one level, it's a clunky toga and sandals picture, and it does go on, although it's nowhere near as drawn out as the Trojan War. Hollywood compromises are everywhere, especially in the fate of King Agamemnon, which is bound to make people who know the Oresteia, the cornerstone of Western drama, scratch their heads. But Peterson and screenwriter David Benioff get the big themes right. The spectacle, those sweeping shots of thousands of soldiers hitting the beach, inspires awe, but more important, a kind of melancholy dread. And the exaltation of victory is matched blow for blow with revulsion. The fights, especially the ones that are mano a mano, are thrilling to watch, yet our sympathies are divided. The characters we care about most, the warriors Achilles and Hector, are on opposite sides. The Trojan War is still fought for, quote, love. The juvenile Paris, a prince of Troy, played by Orlando Bloom, steals off with the beauteous Helen, played by the German model Diane Kruger. And Helen's older husband, King Menelaus, that's Brendan Gleeson, is understandably pissed off. But the film is very careful to spell out that, for Brian Cox's Agamemnon, this is an excuse to whip up his armies to invade Troy, the last independent kingdom on the Aegean. Cox's Agamemnon sniggers that Helen has, quote, proved to be very useful, and the actor must have had the urge to stroke his beard like Flash Gordon's Ming the Merciless. In truth, this Helen has a face that would launch maybe 100 ships. Throw in that lithe body and a favorable wind, maybe 250. The real erotic object is Brad Pitt's Achilles. He's the rock star of the Greek army. He's at his most glorious in battle. He turns killing into an art form. Yet he'd rather stay in his tent with some comely wench or two than fight for Agamemnon, whom he loathes.
A great victory was won today, but that victory is not yours. Kings did not kneel to Achilles.
Perhaps the kings were too far behind to see. The soldiers won the battle.
History remembers kings, not soldiers. Tomorrow we'll batter down the gates of Troy. I'll build monuments to victory on every island of Greece. I'll carve Agamemnon in the stone.
Be careful, King of Kings. First, you need the victory.
Pitt is not the first actor to leap to mind to be cast as the godlike, muscle-bound killing machine, torn between lust for eternal glory and the human desire to continue his line. But give an actor an excuse to hit the gym for 4 hours a day and watch those biceps bloom. He's bronzed. He preens magnetically. He's comfortable being nude. You can tell he lives for scenes where he gets to wash his naked torso with those huge new arms. When he fights, he has an amazing killing move. He leaps and thrusts his sword from on high in a lightning scorpion strike. Okay, he's a tad Melrose Place. But that goes along with dialogue like, "You must be Hector," or Agamemnon's rueful, "He's as likely to spear me as speak to me." The truth is that unless it's Shakespeare, dialogue usually deflates this sort of movie. The actors, at least, are good enough for Shakespeare. Cox and Gleeson, Sean Bean as Odysseus, and Peter O'Toole, who in his dotage has the cadences of Katharine Hepburn. Eric Bana's Hector is in a different key than Pitt's Achilles, heroically understated. The family man who labors to keep his country at peace, but who can't win out over so much greed and stupidity. In Homer, The gods are a constant presence, bickering and fighting. Here the gods are constantly invoked by Troy's king Priam, but the old man is clearly delusional, and his counterpart, Agamemnon, sends men off to kill and be killed to serve a private, power-mad agenda. Some would see this ancient story as endlessly contemporary.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.